about your experience, about your emotions. I'm also a mother. I can understand very well what you have gone through. Please have sincere condolences. Unfortunately, you are one from many, many mothers who had go through this situation. And I hope very much that it will have an end as soon as possible. Now on the questions. I have several questions, but I will restrict myself only to one. Israel is one of the high-developed tech countries in the world. Members of delegation were talking about the measures undertaken to protect children from cyber delicts, cyber crime. And it's of course very important to have these new developments in the field of cyberbullying to protect children from cyberbullying. But my question refers to specifically on artificial intelligence. And how are the developments regarding artificial intelligence in Israel? How you use artificial intelligence to protect children? And also, do you recognize the threats coming from them? For example, in many countries of the world, there are a lot of cases when children images are just made by artificial intelligence, and children are then in difficult situation, put that someone is threatening them that they will spread this material which has sexual content. It will be spread in internet, or it will be sent to their relatives, families, etc. Do you face this situation as well, and how you deal with, especially in terms of law enforcement, with this? Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now we're moving on to the second round of questions, and I give the floor to Bragi Gudbranson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. There are